Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together the 17th chapter of the book of Tehillim, Mizmor Yud Zayin. This Mizmor is a fascinating one. It is one which is lesser known, doesn't appear as much in the Tefillah, and it's an opportunity for us to learn and get a greater depth into perhaps one of the lesser known voices of David HaMelech. We start off at the beginning. Let's look at the overview and structure. It is made up of 15 psukim, and it basically divides itself into three natural sections. The first section runs from Pasuk Aleph to Hey, the first five psukim, in which David HaMelech begs from Hashem to accept his prayer because of the sins that he is dealing with. The second section, Vav to Yud Beis, 6 to 12, is a request to accept his tefillah and describing the enemies who are encircling him. And finally, the last three psukim, Yud Gimel to Tezvav, the last three psukim of the Mizmor, are three basic requests. Number one, salvation from enemies. Kuma Hashem kadmo ponov. Number two is a good portion in this world, where he says, Mecheled chelkom b'chayim, utzvonecho tamalei. And finally, the third request is, Vani betzedek echeze ponecho, espo behoikitz tmunasecho, the world to come, a good portion of the world to come. Hashem, allow me safety, allow me a good portion, and allow me olam haba. Those are the three last requests in the last section. The Da'at Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham points out, that it starts and ends with the same theme, and that is, it starts off with Shimo Hashem Tzedek, Hakshivu Reinos, Hashem, please listen to the righteousness, and it closes with Ani Betzedek Echeze Ponecho. It's what's called a Chatima Me'ein Apticha, which means that it closes in the same way it starts. There is a natural formation of this Mizmor. That's in terms of overview and structure. What are the central themes of this Mizmor? So theme number one would seem to be Teshuvah, a person who is repenting for their sins. It seems that the first section is a person talking about sinning, a person talking about avoiding sinning. And the picture over here is a person who has lived a life of complication, a person who has lived a life where they have done things, they've perhaps lived a little more loose lifestyle, they've turned around and they've suffered terribly. And in that suffering, they now turn around and they are surrounded by enemies. They turn to Hashem, asking Hashem to return, and that's the way they come back. This could, in fact, be autobiographical. This could be David HaMelech talking about the sins in his life, the return from them, most noteworthy, the whole episode of Bathsheba, whether it was halachically a sin, as is, the Gemara says, is not. Either way, the idea of the David HaMelech coming back from something which he suffered for terribly. But be it as it may, this is a larger theme in David HaMelech's life and in everybody's life. The analogy to this perspective of this journey back is a story they tell of a young boy and his father who are walking through the forest, and the father comes over to a tree limb which is lying across the path, and they have to walk over it. So the man says to the boy, why don't you pick it up? So the boy says, I don't think I can do it. The father says, if you use all your strength, there's no question you can pick it up. So the boy does it. He gets onto his knees and he picks up and he shifts and he grunts and he groans and he can't do it. He tries three times. The boy said, I thought, Dad, you said if I use all my strength, if I use all my effort, I could pick it up. So the father said, yeah, but you should ask me. Using all your efforts, using all your strength is asking those who care about you to help you. What David HaMelech seems to be saying over here is, all my strength includes you, Hashem. All my strength of return includes you helping me. It's not just about me alone. I'm here with you. And that seems to be the analogy of this particular theme. However, there is another way of reading this. And that is, the fourth pasuk of the Mizmor reads at the end, Ani shamarti archois poritz. I guarded myself from the ways of sort of breaking through of ways which were loose lifestyles. So this could be read, as we just read it, as a return. The person who's describing in this Mizmor, the Mishorer, David HaMelech, is describing how he had sinned, and now he's admitted to his guilt and he's coming back. However, there's another way of reading this, and that's the way the Malbim reads it. The Malbim says, no, this is a description of chastity. Ani shamarti archos paritz. I always guarded myself from any option, any opportunity of making a mistake. I was so careful with Hashem. And therefore, this is actually more of a description of a purity of spirit that a person has experienced in their life. And therefore, the whole theme shifts this way. In fact, the way the Malbim reads this most beautifully is he says that there are three sections in this Mizmor, as we described just a moment ago. And that is, number one, I was chaste. I was careful about my lifestyle. Number two, I'm persecuted by evildoers who don't care about what I'm doing. And number three is, please help me have a good portion. And the Malbim says, if you in fact look at the first pasuk, all three of those ideas are already headlined in the first pasuk. So the first one is Shimo Hashem Tzedek. Hashem, please listen to righteousness. That is the fact that I was justly righteous. Number two, Hakshiva Rinasi, listen to my call out in distress. That's the persecution of the second section. And finally, Hakshiva Tvilasi is, please help me have a good portion in this world and the next, which is in fact the third section of this Mizmor. So it's all headlined in the beginning of this Mizmor. It reminds me of the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Alexandri would say the following Tvila. He would say the following. After he davened, he says, Ribono Alamim, Master of the Universe, Golui V'yadu'a L'fonecha She'rotzonenu La'asos Rotzonecha. We want to do your will, Hashem. We really are aspiring to do what you want in this world. Umima Akev, what's stopping us doing that? Sa'or Sheba Issa, which means the yeast and the flour, which is a representation of the Yetzer Hara, our inclination, our indulgences in this world, whether it be physically or emotionally. V'shibud Malchuyos, and the persecution we have from the enemies around us. Yiratzon L'fonecha She'tatzilenu Mi'adam, V'nashuv La'asos Chukei Ritzonecha B'lev Sholem. Hashem, allow us to be saved from those enemies. And if you think about it, there's essentially two roadblocks we have in our life. The one is internal, that's the Yetzer Hara, that's our inclination, our indulgences. And there is the external one, where there are people who are making it difficult for us. If you think about this Mizmor, it is actually exactly capturing exactly those two themes. The first section is internally, the struggles we have. The second section is externally, the struggles we have. And the third section is, Hashem, please save us from both of them so we can have a good portion, so we can serve you in the best way possible. That's the framework of this Mizmor. In terms of what events are behind this Mizmor, it is a little vague. There is a Midrash that at the beginning of this, the Midrash Tehillim, at the beginning over here in Parashat Dalad, says that it could be referring to, each phrase could be referring to when David HaMelech was fighting Goliath, he said this, or maybe when he was hiding in the cave from Shaul HaMelech, or when he was scared of Avner, who was talking about him, and besmirching his name to Shaul, encouraging the persecution to continue. But be it as it may, I think the vagueness is specific, is direct, because this actually refers to any person, wherever they are in their journey, wherever they're coming back from or withholding from their persecutions on the outside or inside. This is the universal tefillah of tshuva or of chastity. Where does this appear elsewhere in our tefillah? So Sfaradim actually add this as an extra mizmor or tefillah on Yom Kippur, but otherwise it doesn't generally appear in the mainstream liturgy. There is one pasuk just in the spotlight, and that's the last pasuk. The last pasuk is Ani betzedek echezeh ponecha espa'o b'hakitz temunasecha, that I will in righteousness see your face, and I'll be satiated in when I wake up again with your image. It's what's fascinating is this is actually an important pasuk in halacha. The Rambam tells us in Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Matnas Ani and Perek Yud. Towards the end, he says Gadolei chachamim hayu noisnim pruta le'ani kodem kol tefila v'achakach mispalalim, quoting our pasuk. That the great righteous people of the generation, before they would daven every morning, they would give tzedakah. There's a practice in Pesukah Zimra, in fact, to give tzedakah. There's a to give a charity before davening. Why? Because this pasuk says, "Adonai betzedek echezeh ponecha." I through tzedek, which refers to tzedakah in this instance, to charity, will see your face. The Torah Tumimah, actually quoting the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, which is where this is based off of. Explains that what's going on over here is that the logic over here is not just that my tefillah will reach further because I'm giving tzedakah, but the mechanics are that by giving tzedakah, I will see your face, meaning the Shekhinah arrives. The Shekhinah is apparent when we are willing to give to others. And I think this is actually sourced in the actual Klal Gadol Torah, the great rule of the Torah, which is V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, Ani Hashem. Hashem says, if you love your friend as yourself, if you're willing to extend yourself for others, Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem, I am there. And the reason that is true is because Hashem exists in harmony. He exists in harmony in symbiotic relationships in nature. When you look at the carbon cycle, that plants are emitting oxygen and human beings are emitting carbon dioxide and they both need each other. When you look at that, things like that at symbiosis and ecosystems in nature, that's where Hashem exists. So too in when it comes to the human world, says the Mishneh Chochmah, Hashem exists when you see harmony among human beings. You want to see Hashem? Create harmony. Then you can enter your tefillah. And that's how our Mizmor suggests that ultimate return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.